Stuart Jackson. He told me why he thought that David Cameron would face a backlash.
I think there's a lack of trust in the Prime Minister, I have to say, and it grieves me to say that because it wasn't in the manifesto, it wasn't an issue on which we had a platform and we said that we would enact it. He said a year or so ago that it would just be an issue of looking at the efficacy of the policy in the public consultation. That soon changed to how can we implement it. He said to the faith communities a year or so ago, you'll be explicitly exempted from the legislation.
Well, they'll be able to opt in, won't they? They will not be forced to carry out same-sex marriages.
Well, we don't know that because we cannot look to the future. Theresa May, Nick Clegg, Maria Miller, they all say that this won't happen, but people just don't believe it, and they don't trust groups with very specific agendas like Stonewall to use the legislation, the Human Rights Act and the Equality Act, to compel faith communities to do things that offend their theological beliefs.
But what about the argument that gay people shouldn't be excluded from that institution of marriage? Basically, it is a civil rights issue.
I don't think it is a human rights issue, and I don't think it's a civil rights issue, particularly as there's no mandate. If it was such a major issue, then we should have put it in our manifesto in 2010. I think my problem is not that I have anything against gay people. I would have supported civil partnerships had I been in Parliament. It's just that I think there will be very significant unintended consequences, a disastrous and divisive policy, I believe this is. There will be a legal quagmire. The only people who will be happy will be the lawyers. There will probably be an impasse between the Lords and the Commons over the legislation. There may even be civil disobedience. This is a very serious issue for the Prime Minister because I think it is symptomatic of a certain degree of arrogance on his part and a breach of faith with not just many members of Parliament but the views of many Conservative Party members and the wider electorate because, you know, he has changed his position. I think it will cause a schism in the parliamentary party, and I believe quite genuinely that the status quo was something people could have united round as a consensus, and I think this is a needless, egregious offence to many people in the Conservative Party, and it may very well come back to haunt David Cameron in the future.
Stuart Jackson, well, listening to that here with me in the studio is the Conservative Amber Rudd, Labour's Tom Greatrix, and joining us in our Gloucester studio, the Lib Dem Martin Horwood. Welcome, all of you. Now, Amber, let's pick up on Stuart Jackson's point. He doesn't feel the reassurances are enough. He's got real concerns.
Well, I hope he can be reassured when he listens to the Secretary of State later in the week, because she has been absolutely explicit, and I've attended meetings with her about this, that religious places will be excluded. And we need to reassure people like Stuart. But the fact is that David Cameron feels very strongly that this is a principled stand, and Stuart may not like it, other MPs